Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Shannon McWhorter for community comment. A few days ago, a friend of mine sent me a correspondence he received from Billy Towson, a former congressman from Louisiana. I thought it was worth sharing. So let's pretend you are President Obama or his successor, President Biden, and you wish to change America, not just a tiny bit, or even gradually, but really big time, radical change. You control these two powerful tools, to tax and to regulate. What do you target? If your goal is to create a socialist country out of America, you first move to nationalize healthcare as Obama tried. Then you execute a plan to redistribute wealth as Bernie and AOC advocate, through heavy taxes and expanded social spending. Then you attack the energy marketplace of hydrocarbon production, use, and sales to recreate your version of a government-preferred energy system. And finally, you do something about those pesky constitutional protections of speech and private property rights, which now stand as a barrier to nationalization of the means of production. Then you are well on your way. Oh, and it helps to open your border to others who, like you, already have learned to accept Big Brother dependence and subsistence, even though they have fled socialist countries and their disastrous economic consequences of poverty and hopelessness. And it will help to create a national voting system that allows those illegal entrants to vote to keep you in power. You have changed America, really changed her. But I predict you, or more likely your kids and grandkids, will rue the day. We have always supported sensible and necessary change in America in order to perfect our country, to root out our imperfections and to expand justice, equality, and opportunity for all our citizens. We could choose to continue to do so. Or we could embrace this notion that we are fatally flawed and need to be replaced with these already proven failed socialist systems. We are really at this tipping point. We still have the power to make the right decision. But will we? I want to leave you with a quote from Thomas Jefferson. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. This is Shannon McWhorter for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.